Sunday, June the 9th.
Welcome to this Burlington Audio Podcast. We hope you will be encouraged and inspired in your faith as you listen to this message. We'd love to hear what you think. Please be in touch with us through the website. More information and many more podcasts are all at burlingtonbaptist.org.uk. Thanks for listening.
It's been great to been praying since Friday morning, 6 a.m. Some of us, young people especially, were in on Thursday. So we've been together praying for all kinds of things, all kinds of people, all kinds of situations. And so we're going to just for a few minutes hear a little bit about what we feel God's been doing over our time together. And Simon's going to kick us off with his thoughts.
Two things that kind of struck me in the prayer room this time around, or struck me in particular in the prayer room this time around. One was the power of our presence. So the map, when people started putting pins on where they are during the week or a place that's of significance to them, and you begin to see that Burlington Church is all over the town and beyond. And then when people started to write on the if you go out that door, turn immediately left, and they began to write their places of influence, perhaps their passions, the things that they're interested things that are on their heart. And you get this other picture of the influence and the connectivity that we have as a church. So we think about the power of our presence when we're together right now, but maybe the real power of our presence is when we're scattered in the way that we've been demonstrating. So that's what particularly struck me.
Brilliant. For me, there's been a number of really significant moments. Firstly, that space feels like a refuge, an oasis, a place where heaven and earth collide. And a number of you have expressed that to me over the last couple of days. A few people said, oh, it was a battle to get here. The roads were bad, or something went wrong an hour beforehand. And then I walked in that place and the presence of God and the peace of God was tangible. And I guess that for me, as I was setting it up, was one of the things that I was praying, that this would feel like a little oasis, a place of heaven on earth where we can encounter God. And so I was grateful when some of you shared that with me about what that was. I'm going to share a little bit more about what we did yesterday morning in a moment. But I wondered whether there were others of us who would be brave enough just to share just a couple of sentences about their own experience in the prayer room. So if that's you, maybe just wave your hand at me and just share for a moment something about your hour, 2 hours in that space. If not, I'm just going to capture what I've heard you say and not name names. Anyone, give me somebody for their hour in there. Oh, Becky's over there. Now, Becky, you had an interesting experience in the prayer room.
So I found the prayer room a bit distracting initially because there was a big concert going on at Portman Road. So it took me a little while to engage. And then I was doing a devotional on my phone and there was a verse in the devotional. It was Psalm 33, a section of it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. That really speaks to me. And so I went into the little bit at the side with the pens and things and I started to draw it out. And then I looked at the Bible on the table and it was open on exactly that page. And I just thought that was really cool.
That's amazing. And I have to say, your artwork is really beautiful. Do go and have a look. I mean, the 80s concert with tribute bands at Portman Road was not planned by me. They didn't know we were doing a prayer room. It was a bit distracting. Anyone else want to share? Oh, you're quiet. Okay, well, if we're not going to do that, around your tables, you're all wishing someone else had shared now. Just, if you've been in the prayer room, why don't one or two of you around the tables just share something about your experience? If not, just tell your neighbour something that you're thankful to God for. You've got 2 minutes to do that around your tables together. Go. Another 30 seconds. I put a book outside the room. Some of you have kindly written in it. Do continue writing your experiences in here. So we have a memory. This goes back for a few years now. We have a number of people saying, beautiful presence this morning, a real sense of us pushing through in breakthrough and not getting weary in the process. We heard what the Spirit is saying and let's be obedient. I need 3 hours next year. That's an encouragement for us. Thank you for the preparation that's gone into preparing this room. Once again, it's provided me with much needed space to prepare for people, concerns and the world. Thank you for providing a space where I can meet my Heavenly Father. Okay, literally all of you have put, why didn't I book for longer? I don't know how else to say it. Next year, book 2 hours, people. 2 hours. I did a video. I did everything. Book for 2 hours. Thank you so much for all the preparation and resources. So helpful. Thank you for the Bible verses. It's amazing how God highlights them to us, both individually and at different times. Thank you once again for the experience. There was one more. Here we go. Thank you for a time of peace. A time when God spoke so clearly and answered questions, and I enjoyed praying for others. The other thing we did a bit differently this year, with the space at the back, we wanted to open it up a little bit more for those perhaps who were not here on a Sunday. And so a number of us yesterday, during the time that Elevenses was going on, stood outside, spoke to people who were walking past, asking them what they were thankful for, inviting them in to have a bacon sandwich at Elevenses, but also to be prayed for. And a number of people who would never have booked an hour slot came in and experienced the prayer room. One lady came because she'd seen we were doing it on Facebook. She said, I'm just going to pop in for 10 minutes and stayed for 2 hours. No, not someone connected to us here at Burlington. So I believe God's been doing something not just within us, but that is overflowing as a living water down into our neighbourhood. We're going to have 15 minutes now where you can eat more donuts, but actually where there will be a number of opportunities for you to just pray. So maybe you haven't been to the prayer room yet and you just want to go back there, have a little look, see what's been going on. Perhaps you haven't been in for a day or so. Go in, read some of the prayers, maybe pray them on your own. Do one of the exercises you didn't get to do. The art area is beautiful. There's some lovely things in there. We've also got, we've moved the praying for peace doves over here, and so we're going to put the paper and the pens out, so you might want to come over here and write a peace dove, a prayer for our world. So over where Richard is just there, we're going to put that out so you can pray. I have Liam who is going to go outside with that whiteboard and talk to anybody who's walking past. You might want to join him outside. I'm afraid the sun's not shining, but it's not raining, so that's good news. But he's just going to go out for the next 15, 20 minutes like we did yesterday, offering to chat to people. You might want to pray for our buildings. Where's Alice? I've lost Alice. There she is, front row. Alice is going to just wander around the buildings for the next 15 minutes with a group and pray in different rooms. You might want to join her. And the final thing you might want to do with Richard, right in the middle here, is you're going to make some paper aeroplane prayers. Oh, I mean, Chris is already on it down at the front. It's almost like he knew. So Richard is going to come here with Sam and Isaac, who's making a beautiful paper aeroplane, and make some paper aeroplane prayers. I will shout really loudly in 15 minutes, which will interrupt your peace and quiet, to come back together. But this is your moment to explore the prayer room, pray. Oh, one more thing. Over there is some newspapers. You might want to read the news and pray. Believe me, we need to. So you might want to do that on those comfy seats there. Do what you wish. Chat to your neighbour if that's beneficial instead. But I'd love you to explore for the next 15 minutes. Alice is going to stand by the door. Liam's heading towards the front door. Do join who you would like. Off you go. 15 minutes, chaps. 15 minutes.